Boys, isn't it beautiful out here today?
It really is. Are you back in Easley yet?
On Table Rock, the face of Table Rock, the big one. Not the Table Rock over in Easley or Pickens, but the one over here off Highway 11.
You went back the other way. You didn't go through town and all of that. You went back up the scenic route.
Absolutely. The leaves are starting to change colors. Boy, that rock is enormous. I don't know how often you come by here, but I don't get out this way very often. And I remember seeing that rock when I was a kid and thinking it was large, and it's still large.
It's smaller. It's been there for a day or two, but I told Joy the other day that it was about time, almost time for us to go riding up towards the Blue Ridge Parkway and see some of the colors and let her take her camera.
Trick on the way over here, and he was telling me next week is supposed to be the peak for up there where they are, so next weekend probably be the time to get out there.
Hey, next weekend we got, I think that's the 15th, we got testing, and Ross Pendix, KV4RV, he's one of our VEs, and he's going to have a one-day ham yard sale at his house, Taylor's, and I don't know, I probably won't get to go to it, because like I say, I'll probably go over and help Steve and some of them with the VE testing, so I don't know if I'll be able to make it on Saturday, but I might go on Sunday.
If you can find the time. Ross, isn't he the one that did the, he was a school teacher and he had his students do third-party traffic on this repeater? Is that the same one?
Teacher, I don't know if he had his students get on there third-party, but oh, here several years ago, there was a ham over in Spartanburg that did that. I talked to his class two or three different times. I don't know if Ross ever did it or not.
I think it's the same guy. I remember him doing that, and I remember his name was Ross, and you don't hear that many Rosses on here. Anyway, it's breathtakingly beautiful out here on Scenic Highway 11. Well, my wife, every now and then, she wants to go for a ride and take the dog with us, and this is where she wants to go, and this is why she wants to do that.
To do it, if nothing else, other than what she wants to do. And you know as well as I do, as long as we keep them happy, we're happy. If we make them upset, then we get upset, right?
To verify that second part, I know the first part's true. I try to stay away from the second part.
Myself, when I left over there a while ago, I gave her a call and told her I was on my way home and asked her if she needed anything. She said, yeah, I need something. I said, what? She said, you leave me alone and let me take my nap. And I said, okay. I'll see you in a little while.
Pumpkin Town. And that was quick. They still got that big, huge rocking chair out there and the intersection of the two roads. If you blink, you miss it. It's nice up here. I'd like to one day get some land up here and spread out a little bit, put up a couple of towers or an antenna farm.
Of course, if you had the property for it, Jack was telling you, he went up to Vermont. He went up there. Guy had like 8 towers up there, and that's why him and Max stayed up there for a month. They had to take all the towers down and clean everything up and that sort of thing. But that would be nice. I don't know if I'd be around long enough now to get a whole lot of use out of it, but it would be fun to have it.
Another good decade's in you, right?
But, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Well, this is true. Never hurts to wish. But every time I do that and I'm talking to Johnny about it afterwards, he's saying, those people are holding on to that land. There's no way you can buy that land. That land up there is not for sale. He's probably right.
He's surprised. The older folks are holding on to the land, but when they pass it on to their children, the children see dollar signs more than they see land and the beauty of it and that sort of thing. And you probably pick it up right cheap.
Well, I've looked at it before on Google Maps to find something that looked like it might be a really nice place to put up an antenna farm. But, you know, it's one thing to see it on Google Maps, and it's another thing to see the real deal. But I would have no idea how you go about finding out who owns the land.
Have to spend a little bit of time doing some research, I guess. You know, different agencies, you know, like, well, I don't know, the people that record the deeds and that sort of thing.
The public works or something like that? Yeah, that's probably right. That's right. Go out and find it, find out where it is, and, you know, find a sectional map or something like that, and then go look up the section in the public works.
It'd be a way to go. I don't know if I told you or not, but Anthony bought 20 acres of land up just across the North Carolina line in Virginia. And if you go straight up 77, then you get on another road and kind of take a left off of 77 and kind of follow the state line down through there. And he's got 20 acres up there on the side of a mountain. I told him, I said, well, I said, I'm going to have to get up there and put me a house or a little shack up on top of it with a tower attached to it. He just laughed at me. He said, uh-uh, Dad, that's where my house is going.
J-I-4-L-Z-I Mobile.
Andy, is that near Danville, Virginia, and then handed to Andy, Gary?
Well, it's a little little west of Danville. I don't know exactly where it's at. He showed it to me on the you know, Google Earth, but I don't remember exactly where it is. Go ahead, pick it up there, Andy. KI4DOS Mobile.
KI4LZI Mobile. There's only two things about this land business. One, you better have plenty of financing, and you still better be young enough to be able to take care of the property. But in general, in most of these places, you got plenty of places to put tires up. You just better have the financing and be able to take care of the property.
I didn't hear what the first part was. You better have what?
You know, cash, you know, financing, and there's plenty of room for as many tires as you want, but you gotta also be able to, it ain't gonna be like using a little electric push mower down there with you at, Dave, and have it all cut in short order time. It ain't like that in these rural areas.
Now, so you're saying they're not giving it away. They know what it's worth.
Playing back off up in here around where I'm at, up around the Table Rock here, after the elders passed away and the younger people sell it. This stuff up here around me goes like hotcakes on price.
They'll find it very cheap, Gary.
Get on when the kids get it and how soon they want their money. You know, a lot of that boils down to the almighty dollar. But Andy's right, you know, as soon as the younger people get it, they get rid of it real quick. And so it may not cost you as much as you would think, but, you know, finding out when it was available and or if it was available, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's somebody else found out earlier and it's already gone. So it's, I guess that timing would have a lot to do with it too, Dave.
I know a lot of people up here have done like that up here, but now, my goodness, if you just anybody up here after it went through a few of these situations like that, you better be able to afford to pay top dollar.
WQ607. Hey, just hearing what you're talking about, trying to get that land, you may just head down to the county courthouse and find out, in public works, find out what's going on with that land. Somebody may have died and may not have had a place where they're passing it on to their next kin, or they couldn't get a hold of them, it may wind up in probate or something like that. You may be able to get it that way.
It's going to be the only way you're going to get it cheap. unless some kid, you know, that doesn't know what they have gets a hold of it, then that might be another opportunity. But like Andy said, that probably those opportunities probably go pretty quick. You have to get on the inside with somebody who knows, who and can, you know, like send out notifications when stuff becomes available. W4DJW.
One thing about it is time, and even if you do want it and can afford it and can, you know, take care of it.
Beautiful land up there. I mean, beautiful. It's the whole, when you're used to living down close to the city, and then you go up there, it's like, wow. Yeah, you don't realize what you're missing until you see what you're missing.
Depends, Dave, on how far out you want to move. You know, the further out you move, you know, the less the land's going to cost, because most people don't want to have to drive anywhere. But myself, I'd be self-sufficient wherever I move to, and that way I wouldn't have to worry about it. KI4DOS Mobile.
And these younger folks don't know how to be self-sufficient, so that'll be another good reason for you to be able to them to get up off that land real quick, because they do see those dollar signs, and they're not going to live up there anyway. So, yeah, you may be able to get it that way, get it real cheap.
For LZI Mobile, like up here along Highway 11, something that I had forgot about. Of course, you weren't talking about up here, I don't think, but up here on Highway 11, you still have to do some checking when it comes to restrictions and things like that. Because I've been to a few county meetings here in recent months up here about up Highway 11.
Scenic Highway 11.
Yeah, what they call up there Scenic Highway 11 up here. On certain parts up there close to Highway 11, they got restrictions on what they'll let you build or not build. So when it comes to such as that, you better check out real close as well.
Andy, let me see if I got it. Good to know, and that is exactly what I was talking about. I just came across from Pickens to basically Greer on Highway 11. And still on Highway 11. I haven't got off of it yet. Headed over to 25, and then I'll get off of it. But that's just beautiful area, just beautiful land. And, yeah, I can see how somebody who knows what they've got, they could sit on it because it's a really, really nice area. And, Gary, to be, like, self-sufficient, I would think it would also be a great possibility for building multi-rotors that do delivery through the air, UAS delivery. Apply for a permit from the FAA, which they're granting a lot of those these days, for flying beyond line of sight to do development, software development, and then get to work with grocery stores and pizza delivery places and stuff like that to continue development of aviation for development. We go 3D. Eventually, we got to do it. We can't stay 2D much longer. These roads are just all filling up. W4DJW.
The applications are really good. Well, I just rolled on home. WRQ4607 is clear.
Well, I've just arrived here at the house, too. I'm going to make this my last transmission. You and Andy carry on. Good. Spending the afternoon with you. Enjoyed it, and we'll do it again sometime. Tell Amy when she gets home that we said hello, and I hope y'all have a great weekend, what's left of it. Andy, you take care, and I'll talk to you after a while sometime, too. 73, KI4DOS Mobile.
LZI Mobile, like up here, they was wanting to put a cell phone tire up here on 11. It took them ages before they could finally settle on a place where they would let them build a cell tower up here.
Well,
on Highway 11, even. That's why I meant about the restrictions, because 11 is considered a scenic highway. KI4LZI Mobile.
Opinion, Andy, they're correct. It is a scenic highway. It's beautiful. It gets me thinking about moving every time I go down that road. All right, Gary, you enjoy the weekend coming up, too. The remainder of the last one and the beginning of the next one, because when you're retired, they all run together. Anyway, take care. Andy, I enjoy Highway 11 every time I travel. I just came by the base of Table Rock and went through Pumpkin Town, and now I'm over on the other side of Caesar's Head and going over toward 25. But I enjoy that trip every single time I make it.
Well, right down there below where you was at earlier, the Table Rock State Park Visitor Center office, my home location's about a half mile down below the dam of that lake.
I blow the horn, hammer out CW in Morse code when I go by there one time so you can hear me.
Some of the issues I have getting out, too, on the line of sight stuff, but it's right below, about a half a mile below that park office and visitor center. It is half a mile below the dam of it. KI4LCI Mobile, but along these scenic areas, you got to check for restrictions, too, as well.
And yeah, I bought the house I'm in now probably 25 to 27 years ago, and I was not a ham radio operator then, and I did not know what the priority for buying a house is, but now I do. It's up high on the highest spot around, so that'll change. Yeah, and I would check with them to see if I could put up towers, because it'd be pointless if I couldn't. I might as well stay where I am now. Anyway, Andy, I'll let you go. Good talking to you. Just now hit Highway 25, and it's kind of busy over here, so I better pay attention to what I'm doing. KI4LZI, W4DJW.
I'll be just marching until I get out. KI4LZI Mobile.
4HX, folks.
KFW.
I'm walking the dog.
Yeah, you're walking.
Susan, hope you're having a good day and enjoying that retirement.
I do. She says hello. You headed up the mountain?
I am on the other side of the black hole. I'm in my excursion now.
I could hear you early on the radio in the morning if you headed down to Greenwood.
Be on there early in the morning.
A good day?
Yeah, it's slow. Most of the shops have been slow this week.
Yeah, slow time of year.
For some reason, the election, everybody panics around it.
Right about that. It makes a wrong mistake, then we'd be in the world this shape, right?
I don't know what it is. Every time there's an election, right around that month after, it's usually all messed up for our business anyway. Even when I was turning wrenches, it seemed to be that way. People, it would slow down, and then afterwards, it pick back up.
In Susan's industry, you can tell by the, you know, the tips what time of year it is.
That industry right now, you can really tell.
It laid down. And that, but at least that restaurant, you know, was still had a good bit of business, but the to-go orders really picked up, but the tips on to-go orders are really down because people think that you're, you know, you're making minimum wage or more.
So did you have a good day today? Everything goes smooth for you?
They ran me out a couple of times to pick up a few things, but overall it wasn't too bad. I had to look for a specialty part that they wanted. You know, now I managed to find a used one I could get for tomorrow for $1,000. Then right as I was leaving, they quoted a new one was $2,400 in 6 weeks.
Well, I'll guess which way they went.
Need to buy a new one and keep it on the shelf if it's going to be that long and it's a critical piece of equipment, right?
Imagine if you'd done that for every critical piece of equipment in the plant, how much money you would have in it. I know for me, when I was turning wrenches, I had a backup for my everyday tools. I had a backup for every one of them. And that got pricey. I mean, your ratchets, your battery impacts, or your impacts, and, you know, your common use sockets and that kind of stuff. That got expensive. Now imagine on a larger scale how expensive that would be. But At the same time, imagine how much money you're missing with it not running.
You're right about that. If you standardized a little bit, it wouldn't be as painful, right?
It only helps a whole lot to standardize things as much as possible.
About a 5-foot black snake on our wall.
Getting the last couple of meals before they go into hiding for the winter.
I saw him twice in the last week.
Much as long as I see them before they sneak up on me. That's when they sneak up on me, I got a problem with them.
He right past him, he never moved.
The dog didn't pick up on it though.
He passed about 10 foot wide, and she was on the left and he was on right at the edge of the right.
Some good use out of that little anytone.
I can't complain any about it. It works really good, even with this cheap antenna on it.
Put a better antenna on it and see how it does.
I'm going to go up on the Blue Ridge. I'll probably head north this time and then probably take it with me.
There's several digital repeaters up that way, too. If you take and check them out and program them in. Or Richard may have already put them in there for you.
And I just got to get them over into the right zone.
Looking for a beautiful weekend to go up on the parkway and look at the leaves. It won't be deep, but there'll be color in there.
Okay, and that'll be really nice, and hopefully it'll be all right. But I'm going to be losing you here in a minute. I'm getting ready to go behind these trees, so I'll say 7:30. Did you tell Miss Elise we said hey, and have a safe trip in, and we'll catch you in the morning then. KN4 CSW.
That's a good time. I'm turning on the road to the house. So you and Miss Susan have a good evening, and I'll talk to you in the morning again. KO4HK. I'm clear.
4CBA Mobile.
HKX and 4ZLK.
Hey, Shane. KO4HK.
Volume still down in the noise, my audio, or is it back up?
I'm good now. I don't know what you're doing, but you're good and loud.
Well, I don't know what I did either, but my SWR is higher than I'd like it, so I gotta try to figure something out on that. It used to be really good, almost 1.2 or 1.1, but it's not anymore.
Good here, KB4 CPA.
Shane, don't burn your video up, so I'll let you go. And Dave, did Steve send you my number?
Received it yet.
I was just going to ask you if you were still interested in sooner.
Hey, you're dropping out of the repeater.
Hey, Dave, I appreciate it. And I didn't mean to interrupt anything. If I did, I had the volume down and turned it up and didn't hear anything. You guys have a good day. N4ZLK.
Shane, you didn't interrupt. Dave, I was just saying I was calling. I wanted to ask you about the antenna analyzer, if you were still interested in it.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. Oh, me. So, did we talk about, I guess we need to talk about where we're going to meet and all that. Let me get your number from Steve, and I'll call you. How about that?
KO4HKX. I'm clear, Dave. I'm at home now. 7-3.
Please, KB4CPA.